There's a peace I've come to know. Though my heart and flesh may fail, there's an anchor for my soul. I can say it is well. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. The victory is won. He is risen from the dead, and I will rise when He calls my name. No more sorrow, no more pain. I will on eagle's wings before my God, fall on my knees and rise. I will rise. There's a day that's drawing near, when this darkness breaks to light and the shadows disappear, and my faith shall be my eyes. Jesus has overcome, and the grave is overwhelmed. Victory is I will rise.
between myself and your truth. These cursed memories forever seeping through.
was preaching down off of 3rd and Main. As I was passing by, he was talking kind of crazy, warning us all about the end of time. So out from the crowd, I just asked him, how could God love a mess like me? Son, I'm a preacher now, but that ain't who I used to be. He said, you'll never know, you'll never know just how far love has brought me. You'll never know who I used to be. Cause I've been around and I've been down to the bottom of hell and back again. I was almost out, I was at my end, but then love stepped in. She worked downtown at the halfway house almost every day. So much time on the broken and the poor, and she just smiled at me and said, I'm not who I was before. Since the day that preacher told me about his amazing love, I was lost and alone, and the lights came on and hope set my heart free.
It's going by the book. Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Gamble. I am the host of this program, and welcome, family. Buckle up. I've been saying all along, I'm not surprised that they're going to pick up the steam here. See, who's they? The Freemasons. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuits, Illuminati. Satan, fallen angels. They have a certain window of opportunity that exists in the cosmos, as they say, of which they can, no pun intended, actually, execute their plan by executing a sacrificing human beings in a certain period of time during the season. Oh, yeah. Talk about in season? Oh, quite the understatement. That's what the holidays are all about. The holidays, feasts and so forth, festivals, is a coverall, almanac, to hit exactly the right time for human sacrifice, dismemberment, other nasty things, disasters, certain days, massacres, evil that the average person cannot even fathom in their whole worst nightmare of the evil above and all of the governments in our world, in the world we live in. The governments, all of them, by this time now, are all Luciferian, every single one. You have no benevolent. You have some that believe they're benevolent, like Knights Templar and whatever. You've got militia that are targeted in every country. The militia, I've been saying this for years, you are infiltrated. I can actually name you some names. You have on the militia side, the so-called White Hats and Knights Templar or whatever. You have a list of, well, made public, six generals on your side. That's to give confidence. I mean, you actually are saying, these are the generals on the side of the rebellious militia. Here's our generals. Really, aren't you supposed to keep that secret or something? No, they put it in newspapers. And the pictures. Oh, yeah, the pictures. They got to have the pictures. So it's like saying we have a revolution coming. Here's the six generals working for us. Yeah, on our side. And over here against Obama and the government. And over here is our generals that's in charge of the revolution. They got them listed. Oh, this is so much like a comic book, it's not even funny. But anyway, I got the list of them. I can name them all for you. You can find them yourself. But, you know, I've been saying this all along. People thought I was crazy. Well, if you do the doggone math on it, you'll find Stubblebean, Stubblebine, whatever, LeBeau, wife, I don't know, whatever. They're controlled opposition. It's the most almost comical, really. The guy worked for intelligence, for goodness sakes, Stubblebean, Boner, something, whatever, Stubblebine, I don't know. Then you got General something other, Boykin, David Boykin, William Boykin, or whatever. He's a Knights of Malta. Do your math on that. And then just simply use your little fingers, all 10 if you want to, and you go over and you go on your search bar and you search out Knights of Malta Oath. And this is the oath they take. It's cataloged in Congress, okay? And it's linked up to Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Jesuit oath. And it's absolutely horrific. They're murderers of a mass scale. I mean, it's very simple. So you've got Stubblebine. I don't know about the other four generals. They're probably Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, secret societies also, whatever. Why don't people do their math? Why can't somebody in the militia say, wait a minute, we got Boykin on our side, but he's a Knights of Malta. Guys, look, this is the oath he took. Nobody's doing that. What's wrong with y'all? You know, and they have allegiance to the monarchy, Knights Templar, the Vatican, fanatics. You want fanatics? You got them. They take a blood oath to lie and to murder. Family, what is wrong with this country? Man, they are sleeping. It's called fluoride. It's called mind control with the woodpecker. We talked about that yesterday. Woodpecker, RLF, transmission. Y'all want to hear it, just go to my archives on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. And, you know, the Bible archives, this is frustrating. And the broadcast archives, it's all there, documented, slam dunk, with testimony from witnesses I played on the YouTube, and it's the actual people. So, you know, you can call it YouTube, that's the fallback. Well, it's YouTube, or it's really, but it's actually the people, you know, the actually ones that's talking about this. They've got their speeches on downloaded, for goodness sakes. I mean, it's not a clone or something, it's the actual person. So, you know, wow, man, when people are going to wake up, well, they are. You're going to get a knock on your door. I've been waiting for this knock on the door, and it's going to come around. I don't know the details of it entirely, but I've been expecting it to happen. They're going to warn you. That's those of you that are county commissioners or radio talk show hosts that's really telling the truth. I mean, really the truth. Not the ones paid like Nathan Leal and Quayle and Marzulli and Dizdar and all these, oh my goodness gracious, alive. Family, they work for Illuminati. Oh, for goodness sakes, alive. See, I can sit here and talk in a rhythm, you know, and use the perfect English and make sure my script is laid out. And if I'm indwell with a satanic entity, oh, absolutely. I'm going to mesmerize you with hypnotic speech. You know, it's a point there. I'm going to tell you all the right things, you see, and then I'm going to slam dunk you 10%. What does that mean? That means I'm going to support the Apocrypha. So I've told you 90% good stuff, right? Everybody agrees. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I agree. Oh, yeah. Nephilim? Yeah. Yeah. So forth and so on. And then we'll hit you with, and we also use the Apocrypha. You got to catch that, because when I say the Apocrypha, it doesn't eliminate the 90% truth, but you need to catch that word Apocrypha. That's what I call the bones. The chicken is the truth. The bones you spit out. The Apocrypha is trash. You understand trash? Okay, the Septuagint is garbage. Okay, the Douay Rheims Bible out of the Roman Catholic is goop. Gobblegoop. Absolutely, with evidence. That evidence, that doggone evidence keeps getting in my way. Oh, every time, evidence is there. NIV Bible, all these Bibles, except for the King James, all of them, with extreme evidence, are corrupted. That can be demonstrated, shown beyond a shadow of a doubt. And yet people ignore it. Why? Because those that's written books, come out of Harvard University, work for the Council of Foreign Relations, internationally known, have written books, got CDs, because they said so. So if they say the King James is corrupted, you'll believe it, when in fact they have no evidence to prove otherwise. Zero. I mean zero. Literally, zero. Well, you haven't read the 1001 Contradictions of the King James Bible. I guarantee you, I can promise you, you can destroy 1001 so-called contradictions every single time. And it don't make one lick of difference who wrote the book. A theologian that's been teaching religion out of Harvard for 50 years, it don't make a lick of difference. You can tear him down to threads. Turn him into broken up cornbread. I'd take a ninth grader, a nine-year-old, out of vacation Bible school from a Bible-believing, preaching church against a Harvard professor literally any time of the day. I mean that literally. Because with evidence, that doggone evidence, man, proves every major university, bar none, has within it a curriculum based on secular humanism. Every discipline in every college and university in America. And that's with evidence. will not be refuted. Denied, you can do all you want. I could deny I was ever born, but here I am talking. I could deny it, but you hear me talking, I got a birth certificate to prove I was born. With my little footsies on it, too. But I could deny I was ever born if I want to. But don't prove it, because I'm here talking to you today. That's the first level of proof. Sounds ridiculous? No, it doesn't, because people like to ignore the truth, because it doesn't fit their little paradigm they've been raised up in. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and let's get started. Lord, thank you today for us being able to have our broadcast, our network. And Father, we thank you for bringing us together, allowing us to continue with broadcasting, allow us to continue to share the gospel, allow us to continue having Bible studies. The Lord, we know that this is practice for the big show to come. We also know that beyond that, Father, we know the day of the Lord's at hand. And Father, this is practice for that day when it comes. Lord, we put all our trust in you and your promises through the King James Bible. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunities you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for giving us direction with the Holy Spirit, giving us protection to this point. And Lord, we know that this practice is preparing us for that day it's going to be used. Father, we pray for our brethren, for wisdom, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for our family members that have been inoculated with this flu virus vaccines, and these pills have been given that's to take them down. Father, we know about the possession that's being orchestrated by these vaccines. That, Father, we need your Holy Spirit, your knowledge of deliverance to come out in the anointing. That, Father, that people will learn, they will seek how to be delivered from these satanic influences coming from pharmacy, pharmakia, from the sorcery. And Father, the only way to be delivered is through Holy Spirit, a supernatural power. Father, we pray for returning servicemen that's coming back. Lord, that you'll set up divine appointments for those you know, Father, that will are to be delivered. Father, only your Spirit knows. But Father, those divine appointments be set up that they'll be met. And the Great Commission be carried out, that those will accept Jesus Christ. The seeds will be planted by other means that, Lord, when the time comes, that seed will be watered with the Holy Spirit and they'll commit their life to Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray for the revelation of the Word of God to be given to us and to others, Lord, that we can sing your praises. And Lord, we pray for our leaders, that out of those leaders, Lord, that have the courage that they'll speak out, and whistleblowers will be born in these end times that's coming up. Lord, we call upon you to strip down the protection of these Wicca, to take away their sacrifices, to allow some to escape. And Father, we call upon you to reveal and expose those in the higher level that are in the Wiccan, in the secret societies, the Luciferian order, to strip down their protection, Lord, and expose who they really are. And Father, to corrupt their communications, to corrupt their transmissions, corrupt their technology. And Father, to allow us to speak the Word of God for as long as we can. But Lord, prepare us for the times to come. That's why, Father, we pray in this manner. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from this evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. It's not necessarily required you say that prayer exactly as those words. That's the manner at which he taught them how to pray. After their words are going to be different. That's a guidance. That prayer teaches you to pray. When you break it down and look at it the way what it talks about, you can design a prayer. You can, from your heartfelt, by studying and reading the scripture, based on those principles taught in that prayer. It's where your prayer come from. You know, it's quite amazing when you look at football games, mixed martial arts, Dr. Phil, Oprah. They give away things, Oprah does. And the Wicca and the Illuminati is that karma goes around. So if they give things away, that makes them feel better. They have a threefold. What you give comes back to you threefold. But you'll notice they love to give. They don't like to receive from a Christian, born-again Christian, because it curses them. As one indicator, they will go bananas, crazy, when you say, let me do this for you. No, I'll do it. No, let me. They will do not want you to do them any favors. They're psychotic about it. And they do not want you doing any favors for them. For them, it's a curse. The demon inside tries to avoid that. They didn't want the Holy Spirit to come on in there because the Holy Spirit will kick their homesick butts out of there. Oh, I know. I got a laid-back language. But I keep things simple. I don't try to get over the edge. I could do a script if I wanted to. Come up with all these big words. Use a thesaurus or rhinoceros or whatever you want to call it. You know, but I like to keep things simple so they're not misunderstood. You know what? One of God's pet peeves, someone told me, is to meet up in a secret place and plot against God, his people. And that's one of God's pet peeves. He lets it go on for a while. God can see, and he shows. And so when they side with Lucifer in any way whatsoever, Satan, they have changed. You, Knights of Malta, you, Knights of Columbus, and you, Joint Chief of the Staff, and all you guys up there, you've already changed your surnames to being defeated because you're siding with a leader that's already defeated at the cross of Calvary. If you believe in the supernatural, those that do, the satanic Luciferian order, the one that brings knowledge, well, that knowledge can kill, and it's going to. But Satan's got a scorched earth policy. No pun intended. You're even defeated even as you plot. You're plotting your own destruction. For every seemingly victory you might achieve is simply placating you, heading you toward destruction. Until that day of judgment comes. If you bet against God, you've already lost. If your numbers of color shows up, doesn't matter. It's to placate you because God has given you up for delusion. He is causing your delusion. A reprobate mind. I'd look it up if I were you. Those that falls underneath this. This is a warning and for you to repent because the time of God is at hand. The day of the Lord is closely approaching. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. The created can never be greater than the creator. A tire can never become a car. A start button can never become a computer, just like a button cannot turn or transform itself into a shirt. God reigns supreme over all. The Creator is the one who created. He can disassemble any time He wants or cause things to happen ever He wants to. The day you plot against God and His people is the day you've admitted defeat. Because by your plotting and controlling shows your fear. Otherwise, you would have confidence, would you not? But you don't. So you require man-made devices, principles that you would try to manipulate. Why do you try to manipulate it? Because it's going into entropy. It works against you. That's why you got to manipulate it. That ought to be an aha moment right there. But apparently it's not. Because your ego exceeds your brain cells. It's very simple. Going back to 1908 time frame, thereabouts, is when education started becoming controlled by the Freemasons. As they're controlled by the Illuminati. Some of them don't even know this, actually. I mean, they'll argue, and they'll argue vehemently, actually. Now, those of you taking notes, don't ask me to spell that for you. But they will argue with you till they're blue in the face that we're not connected to the Illuminati. And that's because they're not at the degree or level of Freemasonry of where they're told that they are part of the Illuminati. Each degree has a certain level of knowledge. That in itself ought to be a clue. And they don't seek the truth because they have trust in their brotherhood. Why? Because they get their favorite parking place. They get those contracts signed. They get to run their business in the Freemasons controlled society or town or city or whatever. And they get contracts wherever other people didn't. And if they go to court to get sued, they lose because the judge is a Freemason. But that's only temporary to placate you. And as soon as they're done with you, they are going to literally kill every Freemason. This is not a fear tactic that I'm talking about. This is documented. And God will allow it. Because all your good deeds will fall to nothing. Because you've taken a blood oath to lie under God's name. I don't understand why people of high level intelligence can't figure that out. I just, you know, you take a blood oath to lie to protect other Masons. Well, that means you're going against God's law. Of telling the truth, being fair, etc. Even to the point they murder their own when they go outside and decide they're going to do the right thing at the highest level when they learn certain secrets, they're going to kill them. I mean, literally. What the blood oath says. Tear your tongue out by the root, cut your throat from ear to ear. Oh, that's just idle words. No, it's not. No, not at all. Because there's no idle words in God's kingdom. That's in the scripture. The very Bible you walk into the lodge and sits there by itself on the table. That very book says just what I've told you. It's in the scriptures. Matthew 5, 33, 37. And James 5 talks about no idle words. So we can't have it both ways now. Y'all. Now, they have become, the Illuminati, Freemasonry, so forth, have become just absolute experts at the art of the dialectic. Now, I'm going to hit you with something. They, of course, as those of my regular listeners, and those of you that's listening now that are out there, you've done your research. So sometimes I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. you've done your research and you know what the Hegelian dialectic is. Problem, reaction, solution. That's cliche. And I brought to you all, I talked before, those that listened before, the actual plan of the Illuminati, the Ascended Masters, their actual plan. And it's 40 steps that they're talking about to make mankind smarter, to the increase awareness and destroy, get rid of pollution and all this nice stuff. Bring in atomic energy. Yeah, okay. So, yeah, they knew what they were doing. Bringing in atomic energy, they knew it would destroy mankind. So they have brought you the problems in how to increase using Diet Coca-Cola. You, family, you got cultures of families in the South that drink Coca-Cola for breakfast. Literally. I've seen them at stores. They come with, you know, hands full of cartons and cartons of Diet Coca-Cola. They live off Coca-Cola. That's where the weight comes from. Massive weight. Massive. Massive. And other means. They've created means by which, and the cigarettes are putting chemicals in there. That's made people addictive. The nicotine, they've increased the dosage. They have those new technological cigarettes that isolates nicotine. Electronic cigarettes. They're wanting to free base, man, nicotine. Nicotine causes cancer. This is long-term killing, is what it's for. Fact. And they made sure, just like Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, 1860s. Time frame, whenever it's brought up. Coca-Cola ain't called Coca-Cola for nothing. Coca-Cola is cocaine. They put cocaine in the formula. Darn right, they changed it. When was it, 1970s, 1980s time frame? It took the cocaine out. So the jingle for it relieves fatigue. It gets you set up for the other 5-hour energy. Oh, the stuff that's got in it. Yeah, buddy. If people only knew. Anyway, yeah. Well, the Coca-Cola, it relieved fatigue all right. Cocaine has a way of doing that, you know. So they got people addicted to it. The dentist? I talked about that the other day, about how the dentist, that's why they're Freemasons. You got dentists here in the South. As I drive by in Virginia, which is like 10 miles from the state line, and other places in, we got doctors and dentists at private practice, their logo for their new business is always a triangle with a circle in the middle. It's Masonic. It's Illuminati. I gave you all an analysis of how the Freemasons destroy a man. How they use the Brotherhood. And if the Brotherhood doesn't want to do it, they remind them of the blood oath. I know how it works. Well, when you go back to, for example, there's an article came out recently. And remember what I said about the articles and the papers and all that. They'll put an article out. As I've said many times, they will plaster that article all over the United States. And depending on the need for it, worldwide. And that one article is kind of like a teacher putting out her study book, study summary for the next test. Same thing. And when people read this article, whatever article it is, in the paper, reputable papers that they control, they assume it's what? It's fact. Or it wouldn't be there, right? So if I'm talking on ABC, NBC, and I've got 3-4 books out, and I'm on Sid Roth, it's supernatural, you know. And I'm an actor, and of course I'd be on Sid Roth if I was an actor. Oh, I couldn't believe people take him seriously. And they have a Oh, by the way, on Sid Roth, they had a guy that was seeing visions and dreams and all this stuff. And he's a really good actor on it. Really good actor. He was a guest. Oh. And then, at the same time, they're advertising $35. Check, PayPal, whatever, for your, what's it called, Day of the Lord preparation kit for $35. So, never mind the King James Bible, but you can send off for Sid Roth $35 credit card, debit, whatever, you know, had to go, it was PayPal, something other, for your Day of the Lord survival kit. Oh, that's what it is. Day of the Lord survival kit for $35. Never mind the King James Bible for free. Well, maybe for the cost of the Bible. But the survival kit for the Day of the Lord. Whew, man. Anyway, so article came out, and this is significant. People aren't catching on it, but it's okay. The article went to the Salem Journal yesterday. Yesterday was January 21st. Yeah. It says, new developments in metabolic science has led to the unimaginable weight loss. Scientists predict the end of obesity by the year 2018. Say what? Do tell. The end of obesity by the year 2018. Now, the full externalization of the hierarchy is documented in Illuminati's textbooks as 2025. That's a very, very significant year. They put a lot of these out as signals, messages to the Illuminati. Like the case where the article went out nationwide, where a man at one of the breakfast places, forgot which one it was off the top of my head, it wasn't Waffle Shop? I think it's Waffle Shop, whatever. He went up to pay his bill, and he was charged $1,666.66. 666. And he argued with the woman, and that this is nationwide news, okay? That was a message. That wasn't about the article. It wasn't about some guy getting charged $1,000 for a breakfast. It cost $16, but this was a message, and that's how they do it. It's either some kind of a get-ready signal, or within the message itself, there's certain words, like you learned yesterday. Certain words mean certain things to the Illuminati. So to inform all their followers nationwide, they send this article out. Then they put it in kind of like a what do you call it, a flash, or distribute throughout the United States. So everybody can see it. That's how they do it. But this part about losing weight, end of obesity by year 2018, has a lot more to it than people realize. John P., a nutritionist at Phoenix, Arizona, said that Garnacina Cambogia is working to put millions out of work, referring to the countless jobs in diet industry, but just think about the millions of lives that will be saved from sickness and disease that comes from being fat. Famous TV heart surgeon, this is the holy grail for people with weight problems. So what is it? Well, it's not another diet craze. It's one day and out the other. It's a more remarkable substance derived from a pumpkin seed. Not just any pumpkin seed will do. It has to be grown only in specific regions, cultivated under just the right conditions. The very best crop is Garcinia Cambogia. This Cambogia wipes away fat so completely that it's caught the attention of scientists and weight loss experts all over the globe. Works like nothing else seen before. You can almost see your excess fat melt off your body. It's that effective. Says that diet doctors could be out of business within 5 years. No need for them. Gastric bypass in a bottle. And he goes on to describe it. You can read it yourself, so I imagine you can find it. It causes, what it does is inhibit it, the citrate lyase enzyme, the stuff that turns carbs into fat. A pill, unlike other products in the market, do little or nothing, but talks about here this material, this formula that gets rid of ugly body fat. So they create the obesities by the food they make, and they say, oh, we have a solution for you. Won't interfere with your regular medication, so you can lose weight with confidence. Pumpkin seed. What's the deal? Well, the pumpkin used in October the 31st every year, called Halloween, the pumpkin seed increases the sex drive. It's a matter of increasing testosterone. It's part of alchemy, fertility. Brings a beast out of you, they say. Reduces weight because it increases the metabolism and also increases testosterone. They kept it a secret, and they create the problem reaction. They offer the solution. They create the violence. They create the obesity. They create nuclear power. They design the diseases. Then they come up with a solution. It's called the dialectic. Then they produce mass hysteria. You're fat, you're going to die. Well, we have something here for you to fix yourself. So first thing is, the idea isn't necessarily so much to make money as is possession. And to cause a craze, to placate, mind control. It's to let you know you're too fat. You're not acceptable. But we have the solution. Your atmosphere is polluted. All this and all that, you know, all the stuff they're talking. And the fallen angels, when they finally show up in disclosure, they're going to say, we offered all this technology. We're going to fix things for you. So they got to let you know first there's a problem. So they create the problem, keep it secret, make it look like it's not a problem and everything. And then at the time necessary, they say, oh, it's a problem. Now we're going to help you fix it. That's how they control people. Now, the TV, for example, is to expose the sickness of America. Dr. Phil, these other reality shows, look how they act. That's by design. All the drama. All the TV entertainment is to show our USA sickness. It's not working. Why are the boys killing their parents? Boys cannot multitask, they say. The role of man is to be the provider. Now TV and articles and so forth show he's not. The junk food, the video games, based on the men's gender. Man plays with guns, military, drone control, drone video games, playing army from childbirth. Your role is to have, for the women, to have little pink things, and Miss Barbie and Ken. How about that? You see where it goes to now? To fit your roles as they needed them then. Now is the time, as it did the music. Look what happened when we reversed the role of the music. Before the 60s and rock and roll, which yesterday you had testimony about how they used rock and roll. What was everything up to then? You had the big band music, right? Country music, big band, sing along with Mitch. Watch the bouncing ball. And what happened to rock and roll? Hoo-hoo, man, it turned everything upside down. Now they're going to reverse the roles. They use music, TV, all that stuff by design. So we reverse the roles of man and woman to create confusion, and it creates adjustment problems. And then they identify the problem, and you make it not a problem any longer. The gender theory. It facilitates the transition for the boy to become a girl and the girl to become a boy. That is now beginning in mass scale. You see now the blitz. Everything's evolved. They've even changed the styles of clothing on your modeling. You have men with dresses on now on the modeling sky, on the boardwalk or whatever. You know, walk out, that little swing with a bush, tush. Well, now they got men dressed like women. Women dressed like men. And space stuff and whatever. It's all training. Manipulation of the mind. The Miss America pageant, since the day it started, was for this purpose. Here is the perfect woman, Miss America, and Miss Europe, and Miss whatever. That says what to other people. I mean, hello. You know, that means you're not good enough. Here is the ideal woman. Well, they're not telling you she is groomed from birth. They're not telling you. That's not Miss America. That's someone made to look like the perfect body. That's not Miss America. They've got it all reversed. It's to put shame in everybody else. How about Mr. America? Look at this. Boom. Oh, sorry, I split my sleeves. Oh, I better get a big shirt. You know. Oh, my, how did you look like that? They keep kicking sand in my face. I drink Shazam. Okay, what they're not telling you, as you drink Shazam, I made that up, is the other supplements they're taking opens up portals in their body, and they're into the occult. Because a lot of those extremely muscle-bound individuals have been in the occult, and they are what you can call Nephilim. Their body DNA has been manipulated that they're not telling the other people about this, but they're selling a lot of Shazam. And a lot of the folks trying to, because they're getting tired of getting the sand kicked in their face, buying Shazam on the market, aren't getting the same results. Because they're not in the occult, like your Schwarzeneggers and all these other guys are. They're not telling you about how they're taking additional supplements to allow full possession of their body. Did you not see Beyonce in her presentation in one of the, I think it was Super Bowl, halftime, something, whatever. Her body was unnaturally muscular, and the throat enlarged. Family, she was totally possessed in ways that people can't even imagine. That's full possession. I've talked about this before. It manipulates DNA. They come inside the body and completely possess it with their power. Because it's allowed. That's the third level of overshadowing, channeling, is full possession. Right now is to set up the transition of man to woman, woman to man. That's to fit the criteria of the satanic bafflement. The food, as we mentioned yesterday, the ELF transmissions, in fact, changes DNA. When you put your food in the microwave, it changes the composition and destroys the nutrients. It just does. Vaccines. Family, I had said this too many times. I know I've said that the vaccines, you know, it has the formaldehyde in it, and it has the mercury, and it causes autism and all that sort of thing. Well, what I haven't said, I don't have complete evidence, but there was a pastor named Matuitis of Germany. And what I haven't talked about, and it goes along with the same criteria that demons are nothing more than specks of light that can travel wires. You understand copper wire? They are like energy. Each one has a different frequency depending on their role. Now you sort of have an idea from yesterday's broadcast. Now, the ELF transmission facilitates the demonic entities. They work together. You have wolves and a herd of sheep. What's going on? Is once they have total control, is that the demons, the fallen angels, and Satan, but the fallen angels specifically, want to take vengeance upon God because God destroyed their children back in the flood. Now, I'm going on a higher level than I've talked about before. But this is what's really going on at the highest level. And how to get back at someone more powerful than you? You go around them. Get back at them through their own offspring. Or they're from their spirit, their children. That's what they're doing. The Lord cast the demons out of the swine, into the swine, knowing they were going to go into the drown themselves, was spraying them into the abyss. The only way that they can come out of the abyss is by an energy transfer from the second heaven to the abyss to the realm to have the control. Takes an energy transfer of a large magnitude. Where do they get the energy from? From extinguishing life on earth. By the life force released, when it's not with God, the life force is replaced, and these demons can come out of the abyss. That's where they're identified specifically by name. They've recovered and are strong enough to leave their cursed dwellings, but they can't always come into this physical world. It's like a labyrinth they have to go through. A labyrinth. So they have returned from the abyss to take revenge against him, Jesus Christ, and his works. By the seven areas I mentioned before. This is complicated what I'm talking to you about. Something a lot of people aren't going to understand. But it's really, I imagine those listening now are the ones that's been around for a while. Every person will be asked to compulsorily take an immunization against the swine flu or some disease. It's a disguise. They're infected with demons from the abyss. That's where the maladies come from when they get vaccinated. Not everyone does it affect. Holy Spirit is around. Holy Spirit controls. But when you turn away from the Holy Spirit, it takes effect. All those who do not have the Spirit of God, their seal upon them, receive a deadly spirit inoculated inside them. Because just in the same way that they, as we learned yesterday, they put spells on the music, they put spells on the formulas of the vaccines. And these vaccines also have nanobot technology within them. It allows the wolves to do with them what they like. As you learned yesterday, I'm giving you now the mechanics of it on a supernatural level. People can be eliminated at the touch of a button. it's part of this mark of the beast. That's where the RFID chip comes from, you see. It actually interfaces with your soul. So when people say interface with my soul, they think of it in a philosophical sense. No, man, your soul is like a little energy, like a speck of light, but it's energy. Then your spirit is connected to God, different than an animal. They have soul too, energy. What do you think makes the body move? Is that energy, hertz. Of course, man, if you've got rheumatism, it puts a whole new meaning to the word, it hurts to move. Oh, that's okay. I'll stop. I'm not a comedian. But in any case, this isn't funny. It's just sometimes I got to throw something in there. Now you know why God says that those who take the mark of the beast will be damned. There's more to it than just taking the mark of the beast. It has to be voluntary, but once you've taken it, the control is beyond the human imagination. Here's the bad part of more bad part of it. Once this happens, the day of the Lord will come, it's true, that these cursed spirits will rise again out of the abyss and return through the swine to continue their mischief among the people who neither know nor follow God. This is where the demons from the abyss will exterminate one third of humanity. This is how they're going to do it. The day of the Lord will be allowed. You got to say no to the being pricked and inoculated. And trust God in this. Because he says he'll take you with him to the other shore. And continue from there. But life goes on quite normally. We're his sheep. You listen to his voice. And it's not audible. It's within the Holy Spirit. You hear an audible voice. Be very cautious. Test the voice. This inoculation, compulsory, appears harmless, but it's not. They are the ones, in a lot of cases nowadays, that's revealing the truth about the inoculations. They want you to know. I'll tell you why. Because that helps separate those who listen to the news and those who are, quote-unquote, conspiracy theorists. Those who know that are politically awakened, that don't take it. We know who you are. Those that don't take it, that do take it, don't know, no problem. They take it and they're under control. And then they can kill them when they want to. So we got a separation here. So they want you to know about the vaccine. They know the whole world's not going to learn about it. And once it do, they're not going to believe it anyway. They get inoculated. We got them. Then the ones that don't, no problem. That they will do is this. That's where the NDAA comes from. National Defense Authorization Act, and declaring martial law, and having a pandemic. They were going to do this in 2009. They put out in the news what? 4,000 people dies from a flu pandemic. That 4,000 people didn't die in 2009. First they said 1,000. Ooh, it didn't work. 4,000. Yeah, it didn't work. They had to get rid of that lot. In 2009, it failed to happen. Here's what they're going to do. They need a national emergency of some kind, whether it's faked or actually a disease put out in certain areas. People start dying. They'll say, oh, you must get vaccinated. First is the healthcare workers, police, and all these others, or lose your job. There's no jobs out there, right? So you're going to do what you're going to do. Well, they want to get rid of the healthcare workers first to die. And so everybody else that takes it, you're under control. The ones that don't, I'm not taking that vaccine. Well, they got the kids controlled because they got the police there. And that's what they're there for, is to keep the parents from going to school. taking their kids out when they start mandatory vaccination. Start teaching your kids not to take the darn thing and scream, kick, yell, throw milk on them or an apple at their head, whatever, to not take that vaccination. You got to train your kids not to take the vaccination. Fight, kick, scream, bite, spit, chew, I don't know, whatever, spit them on the feet, hit them in the kneecap, do whatever they got to do. Fall down, roll around, pretend, drop, fall, roll. When they see a vaccine, whatever it takes, don't get the darn vaccine. Tell them to don't be quiet, become rebellious, and don't listen to the school administration. And certainly not the policemen. Woo-hoo, that's radical. Well, it's better be radical, and then hopefully there'll be a complete upheaval and rebellion in the school. You won't be able to control it. That means your kids won't get vaccinated, and you don't have to worry about it, right? Where'd that come from? Anyway, so that's what they got the police there for. That's why they needed Sandy Hook, false flag, to justify sending the police to the schools. It's called a dialectic. The police aren't there to protect you. That's why they have these little cases where in Purdue somebody gets shot, a high school somebody gets shot. That's what's happening. So you say, wow, do you have a policeman at your school? Yes. Oh, so thank God you do. Oh, yes, we're so glad a policeman's there. Yeah. Oh, boy. You see, that's the justification. They'll kill a few people in a couple of schools, send it out publicly in the news, so everybody else will see, oh, we have a policeman at our school. Great. The policemen are there to protect the school from the parents when the day comes that the inoculations begin. It's called a dialectic. So, those that don't take the vaccination under a pandemic, national emergency, etc., will then be put on the buses. That's how it works. Because they'll have the laws established that they can do that. My constitutional rights. Oh, yeah. I'm a sovereign citizen. Oh, yeah. So you got your militia guys out there that's experts saying, I am a sovereign citizen. They got this play. It's to placate them, man. It's all it's for. And the Constitution was rendered null and void in 1938. How come people don't know that? Whew. Bill of Rights, Constitution, all this stuff, it's all nonsense. A lot of people are being fooled about that. The Constitution, as judges or Freemasons already know, was rendered null and void in 1938 in Tompkins versus Erie Railroad. Democracy we've never had in the first place. Confirmed by FDR, March 4th, 1939. And behind closed doors, he confirms that. No discussion on it. No debate. Family, part of the point here is this world, literally, since the day of Adam and Eve, was turned over to Satan because of sin. DNA manipulation, evil, pervaded. Because free will, not only with the fallen angels, free will. That's why they fell, because they made the wrong choices. But also humankind and manipulation of DNA. That's why the atheists and the New Agers and so forth say that God was a murderer. Because it does say when he... In the Old Testament period, he instructs the armies of Israel, the people of Israel, to wipe out every man, woman, child, and animals. Now, why would God, a loving God, do that? Because their DNA was corrupted by design. He could not allow that corruption to pervade itself again. That was the whole sole purpose of that. I mean, he could have told the Israelites that the leaders that in inspiration, when he instructed to wipe out every village, that their DNA was corrupted. And they'd say, what? They didn't know, but they were obedient to God. God didn't have time to explain to them about DNA, you understand? That may sound a little silly, but that's kind of what it is. Those are things they would not understand. But Satan once again tried to manipulate and change DNA. It's been ongoing ever since. Mankind was not at the technological level of which Satan could achieve his world order. So by trial and error, over centuries upon centuries, Satan's put together using channeling, overshadowing, to develop the seven areas I've talked about many times before to take us to this point of controlling education, philosophy, religion, science, all sciences, the arts, all sorts of arts, politics and finance, using those that followed him by free will. God's interested in our souls coming to him, because God's going to take this land when he wants, this world when he wants to. But certain things have to happen first. We get impatient with God. God wants you to do it now. What are you waiting on? Well, that's his business. Our business is to talk to as many as we can and worship him and study his word and love him and love others and spread the gospel. Family, you know, we can say, we can make judgment on others that are mass murderers and so forth and say, well, Hitler killed like 38 million people, or we can say that Pol Pot and, well, the Vatican Church, man, kills twice as many as Hitler did. The Vatican Church murdered, of a 600-year period, 68 million people. That's a whole lot of people in a 600-year period. Do the math on that. Whew! In one concentration camp, Ustasha, Roman Catholic troops, Ustasha, U-S-T-A-S-H-A. In one concentration camp, family, in Jasanovich, that was controlled or linked up to Bishop Stefanich, or whatever. Anyway, a cardinal. Was he a cardinal or a bluebird? I don't know, whatever. He was a bishop. To be a cardinal or something like that. Anyway, whatever. Who cares? Anyway, a report came out of Jasanovich between 1941 and 1944. The Vatican murdered, in that three or four year period, 750,000 Serb Orthodox Christians. That's a whole lot of people in one concentration camp. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed a few. And 60,000 Jews. And 26,000 gypsies. Family. That's a lot of people. In one camp only, by unbelievable cruel methods that even shocked the German SS. They were without words. There's reports that they were like, they would leave. They couldn't handle the cruelty. That I don't want to go into it, but, and I got the details. I mean, I got the extreme details. I got names of over 500 of the victims. It's listed. I got the names of them and the methods and locations and everything. So I'm not just talking off the top of my head. That's a lot of people. And people worried about 6 million Jews? That's no way. 6 million is nothing compared to 68 million people in the Ustasha. 6 million Jews, of course it did, over a period of time. What do you mean by nothing? 6 million is a small number. Of all of them, the Roman Catholic Church has murdered. And the Illuminati has set up wars. Start counting. It's unbelievable. Saint Bartholomew massacre in France in the year 16th century, 1530 something. in 1 week, in the seven-day period, 70,000 to 100,000 French Huguenots were slaughtered by the Augustinian monks and Roman Catholic troops. Whew. Wow. And Adolf Hitler was Roman Catholic. Roman Catholics don't know a lot of this. So in Jasanovic concentration camp, 836,000 people were killed, murdered in a four-year period. That's just mind-boggling. That's not counting the wars that were set up before 1873, World War I, World War II, two Russian revolutions, and World War III yet to come. Family, that Bible is going to come true. So those of you that follow the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and you have set a blood oath to the Roman Catholic Church, do the math on that, what you belong to. You want to talk karma? It ain't karma. It's called judgment, brother, sister, and it's coming back at you. Those that's been involved in this, you know you're not going to escape this. It's not going to happen. What's going to happen is a return to the ancient demons of the abyss. You may be termed paranoid or terrorist or whatever, but you got to remain holy. Have nothing in your body. Your body's a temple of the Holy Spirit. That's why it says no tattoos. Do you think no markings on your body? Do you think that God had some insight as to the RFID chip is coming? The mark of the beast? You can't buy or sell. Satan's been setting up for this since the dawn of time with coins, money, gold. Things in the earth that should have stayed in the earth. God don't have money in his kingdom. He has love. He is caring about each other. He gives each of us some gift of something. He don't make everybody a carpenter. He don't make everybody a bricklayer. He don't make everybody a planter or a farmer or whatever. Or a weaver or whatever. I do it because I care. Not because, well, no, what do you want me to do? I want you to paint my house. Oh, you do you? Well, in God's kingdom, you won't have any paint because we'll be industrialized. Yeah, how about that? Why don't you build my house? I can't build a house. Oh, okay. Well, now hold on there a minute now. It's going to take about a week. What you going to give me? What you got? I'm not going to do it unless you pay me. Well, I don't have anything right now. Well, I don't care. Buy then. When you get something, give it to me and come contact. That person's not going to last in God's kingdom very long. So you do it for this person. You build the house. You build the whatever. You help them crop, plant the crops, whatever. And they can't pay you back. Well, whatever. You forgive them. See how obscene that sounds today? I did that for you. You owe me. It's where we go. It's 4 o'clock. My time's up. I'm leaving. But wait. We got your replacement hasn't come yet. I don't care. It's your problem. I'm supposed to work here at 8 hours. It's 4 o'clock. I'm going. Bye. Well, we need you to stay. Okay. Well, how about a little overtime? We'll pay you extra. Okay. I'll stay then. You see, that's where we're conditioned today. Look at their check and you go to the boss. This ain't right. Why? Well, I worked 2 hours overtime last week and you didn't put it on my check paycheck. Now, if you don't give it to him, I'll sue you. That's where we are. That's what it's all about now. You see, it's not in God's kingdom. It's what it is here. That's where we went to. Our help is how much we'll get paid, replaced for, and can you teach me how to do that? No, I don't teach you that. Why? Well, if I teach you, it won't need me. I'll do it for you. You ever need me, just call me. Well, show me how. I'm going to show you how to do it. You might take over. You see how it is? We are about to go in the end times test. It's coming. This is practice. There will be a showdown. Whether you have enough resistance power, enough to say no. You're not defenseless. God's given you the Holy Spirit. The whole armor of God is there. These you'll now need and soon make use of. If you are not yet a true child of God, repent, be baptized, and be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that the seal of God will be upon your life. And not be touched by the devil. Death is but a transition. The time's coming. The death of thousands upon thousands in the Colosseums before Constantine was converting people in the stands. Satan had to change his tactics. That's why Satan brought in Constantine, who was a sun worshiper of Baal, to stop the slaughter, because the slaughter was working opposite. People were converting in the stands. Even had a Roman soldier to take off his armor and join the Christians. He said, seen so many to die, and they all went out singing praises. He's like, wow. You know, and after a while, he said, no, man, they got to have something. I'm leaving. I'm going with them. I forgot the name of the Roman soldier. He was a leader. He was in charge of the garrison in Rome. I don't remember his name. He joined the Christians and died with them. But did they die? No. Our job is to warn people. But the warning right now, this is practice. When you start warning here in the future, some of y'all have been bitten already. War threats and so forth. It's going to begin. It's coming. Well, sun's getting brighter, isn't it? Maybe. The silicon, the pollution in the air, the chemtrails, is acting like a magnifying glass. Intelligence is based on light. From your eyes to your brain to illuminate man's intelligence. But you know from being born again that the wisdom that you get from God is given to you not with just light. It's not just physics. They're taught that intelligence comes from light entering the brain. That's why in the Freemasons, one of the reasons why they are hoodwinked, no pun intended, of course, with a blindfold of sort, and they poke them with the compass on this, and they come up with all this ritual and so forth, and then they finally get to the part where they take the blindfold off, and you're going from darkness to light. They kind of forget about the Holy Spirit, but that's not a story. And what do you seek? I seek light, third degree, second degree. What do you seek? I seek more light, third degree, thereabouts. I seek further light. You know, they're always seeking light because you go from dark to light. Well, that's kind of what that means also. The chemical trails are changing children to become Einsteins. And by this so-called illumination, is to make the children smarter, but it's actually causing possession. We talked about yesterday where the colors had an effect to enhancing the ELF transmissions. Ultraviolet, I believe it was, or purple. colors. Now, some of y'all heard me talk about this before. Hence, radiation going through the color spectrum is kind of like, I call it demon surfing. So when the sun comes through those colors, the radiation, through certain colors, it allows demonic entities to come through there. Oh, hence the churches have the stained glass windows up high. The sun comes through them, doesn't it not? Increase the radiation through the chemtrails like a magnifying glass. Now you kind of understand why there's demons in churches, especially cathedrals with a stained glass. That's what the stained glass is all about. It's a color spectrum with radiation going through it. Opens up portals. Those older cannot handle it as they're being blinded because of the old DNA is not designed. So what you got is a reversal of the young against the old. Willie Lynch. You see how that works? So the older folks, Hunger Games, the younger folks are going to look at the older folks as the old way. We have the new way. Thus, the evolution is upon us, is guided by the fallen angels. Usually, you see, developing as an adult, you teach the younger kids. Not so today. It's the younger kids being taught to train the adults. It's all reversed itself. You see, and they do it in the TVs as well. Chemicals, the silica, acts as to increase the frequency of the higher spectrum, the light spectrum, thereby increasing intelligence of humans and animals. Therefore, more intelligence will be given the illusion that the human is actually reaching God's godhood. The knowledge of good and evil. Live forever, you'll become as gods. That sound a little familiar? Seeking the tree of knowledge once again, but by technology. See, the Illuminati, they train their 8 to 12 year olds thereabouts to teach adults and to teach younger kids. They train them at a very, very young age. This mirrors Jesus when he was 12 years old teaching the synagogue. They have to practice in some way. They see the adults as the future. They don't. They see the children as the future. So the children will be actually trained to eliminate the parents. It's opposite. The children are taught to be parents so that their parents that they're are the old thinking, to kill out the old thinking, bring in the new, to extend the life. You know, this story goes back to the Spartans. Look up the Spartans and the Amazon women. Well, they're going back. That was experiment. That's what exactly what they did to the Spartans. And the Amazon women. We're going back to it. It returned once again, i.e. the Hunger Games. It's on TV. That's where I've been talking about this for a couple years now, certainly this past year, about they're taking women, turn into men. Now you see, and women, men into women, a reverse role reversal. Now, let's take a step further. Most women like this will become barren. So after the year 2018, the population will start diminishing. The pumpkin seed. So what they call the Eonoldians, you won't hear that too many places. That's the fallen angels, the old masters. They're called the Eon, like Eonoldians. They believe that when the women become barren, then the procreation will cease. It's a long-term plan. And the biological clock to live longer. Estrogen production, testosterone plays a role in it. That's why they're changing the food to change the DNA. They want to increase the age from 120 to 200 years old. You're not going to hear this too many places. That's what they're up to. Sneaky, sneaky, sneaky. They are. Now, but what do you all know already? If they lose, this is supernatural war that we're in. And right now, we see them winning. You see people not, they're paying attention to what? Nibiru. They're paying attention to Agenda 21, the health care bill. They're paying attention to, of course, vaccinations is the fear thing, naturally. And paying attention to the gender changing and what else? Militia, revolution, oh, I don't know, all kinds of stuff going on. Keep everybody busy. Now it's kind of quiet. Notice that? All of a sudden it goes quiet. Then there's something else comes up. It keeps everybody on edge. Now the ones that's not doing it, the ones that's not watching the news don't know about this. They don't have a clue. They're not worried about them. You know, they're like out in la-la land. That's all they're doing. Just living day to day. But you even have the, today an article came out. The Polish Catholic Church declares war on gender theory. You know, they say the gender theory undermines a traditional family, but critics say it's a tactic to shift attention away from a pedophile priest scandal. Oh, they're clever, man. They are something else. The theory explores sexual orientation and these roles, you see, as a scientist by society to individuals based on their gender. But the Polish church has taken the English word gender and they're referring it to a range of issues, including contraception, abortion, homosexuality, and so forth. They want you to know how corrupt the church is. They want you to know how corrupt the governments are. By using their controlled opposition. And by doing this, they have a better option. It's called the New Age movement. It's called the New World Order. To bring peace and harmony among the... You see how it works? Oh, man, they are good. Oh, the Baptist preachers come with it too. FEMA's trained your clergy response force to convince you to take the RFID chip. And John MacArthur... Remember, he was a good theologian at one time. That's what he's supposed to, like Billy Graham. They're good theologians to a point, and then they're told by indicator, okay, now it's time to come out. Oh, they come out. MacArthur says it's okay to take the RFID chip. Billy Graham says you don't have to know the name of Jesus. And God has a wide forgiveness. Well, no, he don't. No, he don't. You see, and so they're all coming out. And now's the shot. Now is the time frame at which they're going to react because they have a small window of which to bring this new order to bear. Or they could have to go another 100 years. It's a small window. I go back to what I told you a couple hours ago, an hour ago, hour and a half ago. A small window in the energy positioning, if you will, of the constellations and all this stuff that they can actually act supernaturally. They have a small window. But they got the church changing this gender issue, trying to change the thinking of people. They're taking control of it there. You had one shot dead in Purdue shooting at a college there. Students in custody, you see. And here you got Edward Snowden, who works for the CIA and the FBI and the ACLU. Whatever, he works for all of them. He works for CIA for sure. NSA, he works for all of them. And all the security agencies, all of them worldwide, work together. Well, Snowden is now saying, talking about aliens. See, that's his old role anyway. So you get him credible in certain areas, and then he comes up with a slam dunk of what he's supposed to be there for. Here he says he denies the absurd Russian spy theory that he was a Russian spy all along. The KGB, FSN, the CIA, Mossad, BND, all these work together in perfect harmony. The only time they don't is when somebody gets a little bit of a power lust, then they got to kill them. Or they start to really tell the truth, they eliminate them by different means. They want to show you the inequality of the races. There was recently in Garage Magazine editor, they had a fashion statement, a photo that was Miroslava Duma, the chair pictured. There's a interview with a artwork created by a Norwegian artist, Barge Milligard, or whatever, that shows a white woman, Dasha Zarkova, sitting on top of, she's this black woman, half-naked black woman, underneath the chair to make a fashion statement. Zarkova. And it's certainly a racist, but they say, oh no, it's not racist at all. It's a fashion statement. It's art. And they apologize for it and all that. It makes a commentary about gender and racial politics. But they say it doesn't. You see, so they apologize for it, but say it's not really the purpose of it, but in reality, it is. And it was released during the celebration of Reverend Martin Luther King's birthday. Family. They can apologize all they want. They expect it to apologize. But the idea is it's already in their minds. This is how these people work. But you know what they do, don't you? They lose. Because Jesus Christ is coming back. They got Obama here launching a new initiative to tackle college sexual assault epidemic. You got 11 things here that you always wanted to know about lesbian sex being put out. Here's an article. Here's why the idea of traditional marriage is total BS. Here's another article. The 5 states most likely to legalize pot. All these articles have an effect and are showing you like a report card of what's going on. It's like you're being trained nationwide. And nobody's seeing the connecting of all these articles work together. That's the point I'm trying to get across. Now tonight, I got Bible study. I'm going to talk about spiritual warfare, wasn't I? And I shall. I want to remind you also that for those listening, that we have a broadcast up in that's played up in New York, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. John Kirkler and his program is highpointradio.net. www.highpointradio.net. And his email is highpointradio@yahoo.com. Highpointradio, one word, @yahoo.com. John Kirkler. Family, what the things I'm telling you, they are true. And people need to know these things because it's going to come down to whether or not you accept Jesus Christ or not. When you accept Jesus Christ, you repent of your sins. You let him know between you and Jesus Christ and nobody else, man. You don't need a human being in between. You don't need a religion. You don't need a country. You don't need anything except the King James Bible. And that's to tell you what's going on, you see. And if you don't have that, you still got the Holy Spirit. Write it on your heart. And then you go find your King James Bible. In any case, the Holy Spirit's there with you. When you call upon his name, you got to open up that stream, you got to open up that heart of yours. And the way you do that is repent of the sins. And you know what they are. The Ten Commandments aren't ten suggestions. They're commandments. That means Freemasons, you have to renounce the blood oath that you've got. And you can do that. You're not under oath of God through that blood oath when you renounce it and ask Him to forgive you for taking it. He'll forgive you of that. Man, get out of there. Don't look behind you. Oh, I know, you'll lose your favorite parking place probably. They'll come pick up your code books. Your wife might lose her job. But there's a price to pay when you dance with the devil. You see. In the Canadian, January the 9th, 2007, since 2007, Dr. Ledges plans underway to microchip newborns in U.S. and Europe. Sweden Prime Minister gave permission in 1973 to implant prisoners. Does that sound a little bit familiar, y'all? That's exactly the same time frame that that study came out that I talked about, Dr. Ralph Schwitzbell. 73. It's all coming out. Here's something I've noticed here the past week. I could be wrong here, but this is something I've noticed the past week. Just my own observation. Is that there's an enormous amount of truth coming out about the food, about the implantations, the microchips, all this stuff. Everything. It's all coming out. You see, and expect to be attacked when you start telling the truth. Well, family, we've got 10 minutes to go in this final segment that tonight. Oh, by the way, we're also played at Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio, also plays us on simulcasting. We have it's linked up to my website. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, and finally I've got it 24 hours it goes. I don't have it scheduled, it's random. I've also got the correct formula coding, whatever you want to call it, where I can put an MP3 on the site like I used to. So I copy paste the link and then send it out by email instead of, you know, downloading, you know, you know, like 23 megabytes of, and putting on email. Now I can do the title because it's clickable and linked up to a database. Whatever. Anyway, it works. Anyway, so I got that going back again, and I'm hoping now to work on the website and start sending out my newsletters on the website. Because before it was like a long dissertation of an email, just wasn't adequate enough. And then I went down to title and then the link, still kind of long. I may go back to that while I'm in the meantime. But family, I just feel an urgency to get information out. I do want to expand while I can, but I just think we have a short time of where they're going to cut down the internet. They got to have a reset of the internet. It's got to happen. And what's going to probably happen is that we're talking now nationwide. We got, you know, people listening. But eventually, it's going to get shut down. And so, you, wherever you are in Pennsylvania, New York, or Kansas, or Louisiana, or Texas, or Florida, wherever, I don't know where you are, New Zealand, or somewhere, you're going to be called to task to work for your Lord and Savior, wherever you are. Because He'll bring people to you. The broadcast is going to be shut down eventually. And those that speaking the truth will be picked up. Or the rapture, you talk about that too, but nobody knows when the rapture is going to be. Pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib, whatever. Family, it's God's business. Our business is to stay close to Him. Well, family, David Wilkerson is a man you can trust. I said can trust. His work's still out there. I'd advise you to, and Ravenworth, David Wilkerson, I would advise studying him starting pretty soon. And there's high probability, according to evidence, conditional, but evidence presented, that he was killed. He was a man of God, in my opinion, and actually touched by the Holy Spirit, and was not bowed down. His heart felt, not lukewarm like most all the others that's still working today. Heartfelt. Holy Spirit touched and guided. Would not bow down to them, and that's why I believe he's killed. If you look at his results and reports. And I get pretty close to him right now to learn from David Wilkerson. Because I believe he is the last one. Man, you forget about the rest of them today. They're gone, man. All of them, they're out of there. All of TBN, all of 700 Club, all of the Seventh-day Adventists, whatever, the Jehovah's Witnesses, a whole lot of them. Baptist churches is on TV, pooey. No way. Christian Identity, you got to be kidding me. That's one of the most brainwashedest organizations I've ever heard in my life. They got people so brainwashed, it is beyond imagination. It's like these Jesus camps out there. Jesus camps are CIA ran. Man, you talk about some serious working on the children. Bad, 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 bad. Look it up, Jesus camps. Whew. Jim Jones running around everywhere. Jim Jones was a Jesuit, by the way. Oh, how about them apples there? How about that? Yes, he was. So was Castro. He was a Jesuit. Billy Graham's a Jesuit. And 33rd Degree Mason family. Seek Jesus. Why? What's the problem there? Why can't people seek Jesus? King James Bible. That's it. Done. Nobody else. Nobody else. Well, I'm a follower of Joel Osteen. Because, why? He's going to be judged. Well, I believe the Pope. Why? He's going to be judged too. But you ought to listen to James White. Why? What's wrong with looking at Jesus? What is the problem? The only truth will come from him alone. And that's through the King James Bible. Only the King James Bible. And that's proof. That's why they're going after you. Oh, you're one of those King James only cult groups. See, well, what, you're an NIV cult group, aren't you? They don't talk about that. How come the Hindu, they don't cover the Hindu, do they? No. Jehovah's Witness? No. It's King James only. Why? Because they're afraid of it. Why? Because it carries the truth. That's why. And conviction, supernatural conviction, comes from reading the Bible, the King James Bible. That's why people don't like it. It makes you uncomfortable. Oh, they get the hijibijis. Cause us to be convicted of our sin. That's why. Well, family, y'all have a great night. And know that Jesus Christ is coming back. But family, you got to gird up. You be ready. You be ready. That's the message today. Now, I talked off the top of my head today. I went many different directions. I had a message to give you all. I honestly didn't know where I was going to go with this today. I said, the Holy Spirit need it. Guide me. You know, we can talk about self-defense and all this. But family, I sense an urgency that things are going to change. Times are going to change. And it's going to be more supernatural than natural. We could talk about a family disaster plan and all that stuff. But family, when this goes down, things are going to go in all kinds of directions. They're going to bring order. But their order is going to be under a Luciferian agenda. Conditional. be very wary of all the prosperity that they're going to be talking about. Very careful. And know what the Bible says, no matter what they say. Start studying the Word of God. Family, y'all have a great night. Tonight, Bible study, 7:30. We'll talk about spiritual warfare and some other things. And tonight's Wednesday, isn't it? I may not have Bible study any longer on Saturdays. It just seems to be a split between Friday and Saturday. So Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And the thinking now may be Fridays, but right now, Thursdays will be the last one. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And if I do Fridays, I'll announce it. But right now, just Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays. And I got to pray about this and see where God wants me to go with it. Saturdays, I'm going to cancel out for various reasons. So we won't have, and I'll remind you again on Thursday, will that be tomorrow, about no Saturday Bible study. And I'll let y'all know tomorrow what's going on. But I feel a winding down for a winding up, if you know what I'm talking about. It's like things are getting ready to change. It's going to shift in higher gear. That's what I sense coming. What's been said, we've been saying for 4 years now. People now are trying to trail away to let mankind to solve the issues. And so there's a paradigm getting ready to hit. Pray for your families. Strengthen your spiritual knowledge. Be ready to start witnessing. That's what we'll focus on, spiritual warfare and witnessing. Because that's really where the meat is. Y'all have a great night. And know that Jesus Christ is alive. He's the only one. It's not Yahshua, not Jeshua, not Yahweh, but Jesus is the name. And Jehovah is the God. And they're all one and the same. The connector is the Holy Spirit. And that's what you need. There's your survival kit. That's the Day of the Lord survival kit. In about 10 seconds. And it was free, too. So, y'all have a great night. And know that Jesus Christ went on the cross of Calvary. And there's nothing they can do about that. It's already done. See y'all tonight, 7:30. Or tomorrow at 4 o'clock. God bless. And goodbye.
From the sky, guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
Good night and God bless.